USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials confirmed 3 people are dead and 7 others wounded after a shooting at Naval Air Base Pensacola this morning. Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan says deputies confronted the shooter and killed him.
The threat has been negated. Our community is secure at this time. We have no reason to believe or are we looking for any additional shooters within Escambia County, not just within the parameters of NAS Pensacola.
2 of the deputies suffered non-life-threatening injuries in the exchange and are among the wounded. Commanding Officer Captain Tim Kinsella discusses the status of Pensacola Base.
The base is shut down. It will be shut down until further notice, until we can really understand the situation. But the important thing is that it is no longer an active shooter situation. We do have several deceased and several wounded.
And global warming activists are shutting down Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. And see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The United States economy added 266,000 jobs in the month of November, blowing away the expectations. U.S. unemployment rate fell back to 3.5%, the lowest in 50 years. Stephen Moore is with the Heritage Foundation, and he's also a former advisor to President Trump on the economy. He tells Fox Business.
It's very, I don't want to keep adding politics to this, but if you listen to what all the Democratic candidates are saying,
yeah.
This is just an economy that's benefiting rich people, right? Only the super rich are benefiting.
It's just
that
not
is
true.
Complete nonsense, ladies
it's
and gentlemen. This
true.
Is an economy that is lifting, as John F. Kennedy would say, this is a rising tide that's lifting all boats, low income people, middle class people.
It's
in fact, the middle class, the only reason the middle class is shrinking is people are getting richer.
China is saying they will waive some import tariffs on some U.S. soybeans and pork. China's foreign ministry said in a statement today that the tariff waivers were based on applications by individual firms for U.S. pork and soybean imports. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
4 people were killed in Florida after a jewelry heist and high-speed chase involving a stolen UPS truck. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has more on the story.
A deadly highway shooting in Florida. 4 people killed, including a bystander, after armed jewelry thieves hijack a UPS truck along with its driver and lead police officers on a high-speed chase. It starts in Miami and ends when the driver runs into traffic in Miramar, about 25 miles away. The suspects engage in a shootout with police. This all starts around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The thieves holding up a store in Coral Gables, and a woman, an employee there, shot in the head by a bullet that ricochets off the floor. She's rushed to the hospital. The 2 thieves killed, along with the UPS driver and a bystander who was in another car.
Which is not only highly addictive.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention claims more than 6 million middle school and high school students have used tobacco in the past month. The CDC's Dr. Brian King says e-cigarettes were the most commonly used products.
E-cigarettes typically contain nicotine, which is not only highly addictive, but it can also harm the developing adolescent brain. And nicotine exposure can also prime the brain for addiction to other drugs.
Dr. King also tells NBC News,
we are seeing unprecedented levels of tobacco product use among our nation's youth, which is deeply troubling.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.